of our children have a backpack full of cash, and the school should vie for the privilege of having that backpack turned over to them.
The district's money is being shifted to charter schools.
An excerpt from the documentary's trailer.
How is it possible to cut anymore? This is serious.
The public simply doesn't understand that their public schools are being taken away.
They are robbing our kids!
It was about privatizing, not improving public education.
Backpack full of cash has to do with the amount of money that's given to each student from the state. And of course, that's how we're set up as an educational system.
Melinda Beckett is co-chair of the Education Committee of the Pensacola Bay Area League of Women Voters, which is bringing the film to the area.
We want the viewers to see what is happening to traditional public education. What's happening to our resources?
Beckett has an extensive background in education. She taught AP World History in the IB program at Pensacola High School, coordinated the Old Hometown program for the Escambia School District, and she taught at Florida Virtual School. She says Backpack Full of Cash is a true story of the struggle of three metro areas to pay for public education and what happened when the charter schools that were set up in response failed.
You kind of see what's going on in the families, and you also see the types of students that are being affected with this. It affects everybody. It affects the teachers, the families themselves, the neighborhoods, the communities. And one that it kind of concentrates on is in Pennsylvania.
In Philadelphia in particular, there's one very sad scene where what was formerly the band room is a big empty room with a few instruments lying around.
Paula Montgomery also co-chairs the local league's education committee. She says that school's band room was empty because money was taken out of the public education system that would have supported having a band.
Also, they lost their football team. There was just no money for those kinds of things because money is being siphoned off from the system and into private pockets.
Nationally, Montgomery says for-profit charter schools represent the most significant threat to public education funding.
In Florida, all of the charters are said to be not-for-profit. However, they are run by for-profit management companies. And that's where the rub comes in.
The problem is that the books of those management companies are not open to public scrutiny. Montgomery wants more oversight and accountability.
There have been in Florida people who got permission to set up a charter. And once they set it up and got everything set and they enrolled some students, then they closed their doors and they took the money that was to come with the students. And when the school didn't happen, then the students were, of course, back in the public schools, but their backpacks were empty.
In such situations, the public schools are mandated to take the students, even without their per-pupil funds. Additionally, Montgomery claims public schools face unfair competition for state dollars when charter schools can select the best students who don't need extra academic help or have any physical disabilities. Then she says there's the role of state lawmakers.
The legislature that we have currently in Florida, a number of them, have financial ties to charter school management companies and to charter schools. And they are making the rules and setting up the way the money flows to the education budget. Our problem with the legislature, too, is that they want to have more control of all the charter schools.
That's a reference to Florida's proposed Constitutional Amendment 8, which would have given the state total control over a new charter school system. However, the Florida Supreme Court officially struck the amendment from the November ballot in a September 7th ruling. It was a victory for the league, which filed the challenge and took time to learn more about the issue by conducting a comprehensive study of charter schools in Florida a few years ago. Montgomery says the results weren't all bad.
In the local area, we found that we're really better off than a lot of people in the southern part of the state as far as what happens with our charter schools. We haven't had as many of them, probably because there isn't as much money floating around up here as there is in Miami. But our charter schools, some of them are quite good.
Case in point is Pensacola Beach Elementary Charter School. On the other end of the spectrum is Ohio-based New Point Education Partners. Company owner Marcus May is currently on trial for racketeering and fraud charges for allegedly stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars in public funding from the three charter schools he once operated in Escambia County and elsewhere across the state.
If the charters were doing better, this whole situation would be different.
Again, the league's Melinda Beckett, who once served on the board of the New Point Charter Schools in the Pensacola area. She declined to comment on New Point due to the ongoing trial. But even with her own extensive educational background, she says the documentary, Backpack Full of Cash, was eye-opening, and she thinks local residents should see it too.
You know, it really kind of gave me something to think about. I would think that not everybody has all the answers. I think it would be very helpful, especially during this season of voting and so forth. And I just think it would be just a good thing to see.
The showing of Backpack Full of Cash is set for this Monday, September 24th, 6 p.m. at Washington High School. The documentary will be followed by a panel discussion featuring Escambia School Board member Patty Hightower, Vicki Mathis, Director of Alternative Education in Escambia, representatives from the Santa Rosa School District, and members of the Florida Education Association. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.